Right now, we're going to be having a conversation with our regular Ovumile Msweli. And yes, this is a very important conversation. Are you being paid what you're worth? Talking about how to negotiate a salary that is worth your while. Good evening, Vumile.
Good evening, Tuli. How are you?
I'm well. And I guess salary is always a touchy point. I think a lot of people feel like they're underpaid. And we always feel that we could be paid more for what we do.
Everyone feels like that. I think that's why most of my clients come to see me.
In terms of learning the art of negotiating the best salary, which is what we're talking about.
Definitely. And it's very interesting for me to find the fact that 75% of people who actually ask for a raise get it.
Wow.
Not always a number, but they definitely get that increase.
Okay, so you just need to ask. As
ask
the Bible says,
ask
and you shall receive, indeed.
Definitely.
So why would you call it it's an art when it comes to negotiating?
I think there are a few steps that I'm going to have us chat about today, which will really, really drive this conversation. The first is obviously there are two types of people who are looking to negotiate a salary. One is usually with an existing employer or alternatively with a new employer. So the strategies are slightly different. So I'm going to start with basically everybody.
All right.
And the first is you must know your number. Most of us have an idea as to what exactly it is that we're looking for, but we don't have an exact number. And it is so critical because if you're able to give an exact number based on your research, your probability really, really increases. And try avoid going for round numbers. So don't say I want 30,000 more or 35,000 more. Strangely enough, those mid and end numbers, so zeros and fives, you're automatically sending the message as to why that number.
Okay.
So if you're going to go for a number, go rather for 42 or 38, backed up with some homework and data.
What about percentages? If you say I want a 5% increase.
Even with percentages, you need to do your homework. So the first step when I say to you know your number is know what your net take home is going to be. Obviously, you could ask for a percentage, but what would happen is that it might bump you up in another tax bracket.
True.
And once you deduct the tax, the UIF, and you haven't worked it out backwards, you might be in a worse position than when you initially started.
Okay, so I guess that's the homework part. Play around.
That
I know there are those calculators you can find on the internet that can help you to structure your salary, and you're able to put in numbers and you play around with it and it pops out different, you know, results at the end depending on the inputs that you put in it.
That is critical. So if you're an existing employee, make sure that you are doing the mathematics backwards as to how much you want to take home. So your percentage, you'd work it out initially with how much you'd like to take home, and then work it backwards to include the tax, the UIF, and all the other things you'd be including in your position, including your medical aid. But if you are a new employee, make sure that before you start negotiations, you ask for a dummy payslip.
All right.
This will make it very clear how much your take-home indicator should actually be.
And then what about discrepancies between males and females? We know this is widespread, that men tend to earn more, even for the same positions. Could you as a woman use that as part of your motivation or defense in trying to get a raise?
I think rather take a look at it from a marketing perspective, because the moment you start crying sexism without any data, you are in your particular situation going to make yourself worse off. So the first thing to do is to collate some potential benefits that you're looking for. So when you're looking at your calculating your costs, I'd like to say take a look at things like medical aid. How much does it cost if you pay for it personally versus if the company donates? What works out for you? Then you also have to consider things like benefits. So, for example, if you're working for a financial institution like a bank, your interest rates are much lower, so you automatically be saving on how much you pay for the bond. Or if you work for the communications industry, you might find that you get a cell phone as a benefit, which will reduce how much you're paying. So your homework really, really has to be holistic. You have to also consider things like additional costs. So if you take on this new role, how much further away is it from your current home versus where you are currently? Is your expenses increasing or are they decreasing? So what's the impact on your actual budget and your actual take home? So a lot of us don't do that. So even by beginning to negotiate, we don't have a leg to stand on because we've not done our homework as yet. So that's the first step. Do your homework holistically. And then also quickly decide, what are you working for? Are you deciding more short term where you're like, actually I need cash in bank? Or are you looking at long term where things like equity start playing a role? because your actual take home in the long term with an equity portion to your salary or cost to company fundamentally will be better off in the long term. So your strategy is something you need to take a look at. Are you looking for short-term benefits or are you looking for long-term benefits?
All right. We're chatting to Vumile Msweli, who is a career coach and the CEO of Hesed Consulting, talking about negotiating the best salary package for yourself. This is really important. It is your money. So I'm sure you're listening closely and taking those tips. And it's still early in the year. And some companies are nearing their financial year end. So maybe this is also a good time if they haven't actually told you that you're getting a raise already. So what about freelancers? How does a freelancer go about calculating their rates?
Freelancers have to make use of what the market rates are. So you have to do a little bit of investigation and finding out what are the market rates usually and what is your unique selling proposition that you can help negotiate yourself from. Even from a freelancing perspective, often it's a contractual perspective, but there's certain benefits you can negotiate. And that goes for both freelancers and permanent employees. So take a look at things like, what are the cellular benefits?
Okay.
Do they offer a fuel and petrol card? Do they give you a car allowance? All those things then start really impacting your take home, which you must do your due diligence on. And I think the best way, whether you're a freelancer or you are a full-time employee, is a little secret that a lot of us in the industry know. It is www.payscale.com. Payscale is a website where you can check your market competitiveness versus what you're being offered, as well as what your market, both locally and globally, what your other competitors, being other colleagues or people looking at doing the same role, are actually making. So I always say, take it online. Take a look at what Payscale is saying. You can actually input the information, even to the granular detail of the actual employer. Obviously, all of this is anonymous. And you can then find out if what your next-door neighbor is making is exactly the same what you're making. And that's the first step in really getting a clear understanding and market indication as to where you are versus the market.
And Vumile, is it a good idea to job hop maybe every 6 months so that you bump up your salary every time you move?
I do advocate for job hopping, but it has to be very, very strategic. And in your job hopping, you can't say, oh, I left for the salary, because you've been showing a lack of loyalty and a lack of discipline and a lack of understanding your long-term career strategy. I know a lot of career coaches aren't pro it. I personally, it's something I have instituted in my own career. I found that I moved around several roles for a very short time. But it wasn't necessarily for job hopping. It was for exposure, various things, good opportunities came along. But you need to have a very clear strategy. And most people think that job hopping is the only way to actually increase your salary within an organization. But if you do your homework well, you position yourself accordingly, which is another thing. If you are inside an organization, collate what it is that you've done, additional responsibilities you've taken, and I'll go on to our next strategy, which is in essence, be able to quantify the value that you are bringing. So now you've got an indication of the market. So you might have gone on Payscale, or better still, have then proceeded to reach out to HR recruiters as well as online on Career Junction, etc., to see what the competitive market is. And then you realize, wait a minute, I'm being paid 20 to 30% less, and I'm still with my organization. Then create a body of evidence for yourself, saying, I've closed this deal. I bought in this. I created this efficiency, which saved the organization this amount of money. The moment you're able to take your quantifiable value, it is now giving you a good leg to stand on to negotiate a salary increase.
Yeah, seems like it's a serious plan. Seems like a whole job on its own, trying to put together that pack to substantiate your claim in terms of your value to the organization. But Vumile, that's where we will end it today. Give us your contact details so that people can consult with you further if they need maybe the softer skills, which we didn't really get to in terms of how do you approach, how do you, what tone to use when you're sitting in front of your employer. Maybe they can sit with you and rehearse and see how it goes.
Definitely. You can reach me as usual at Hesed Consulting, H-E-S-E-D Consulting, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, or you can reach out to me directly at Vumile Msweli, V-U-M-I-L-E Msweli. at Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Make sure that you reach out to us and we can talk about things about when do you talk about money? When must you concede? Must you be upfront and when to approach your boss? As well as really making adjustments for any market expectations and any inflation.
All right. Thank you so much, Bumile.
Thank you so much.